It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Pastor Shellum Flemons with you this morning, and we're glad that we can, you know, people say rainy days and Mondays. I don't know if it's going to rain today, but it is Monday. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Up, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day of creation. Thank you for another time to come together as your children to worship. And now we pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor. Fill him with your spirit. And as always, Lord, help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
Yesterday, we learned that God cannot lie, and we invited you to memorize Numbers 23:19 and Titus chapter 1, verse 2. God cannot lie. And so, my brothers and sisters, we are now going to talk about God cannot fail. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we know that when you call for us to do something, you are with us, and what we're called to do cannot fail because you're involved. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. Father, we learn that God is a man. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Lord, we learned that you actually made the earth, and as a creator, you are sovereign. And so we thank you for that, and we ask that you will bless us now. In Jesus' name, amen. That was Numbers 23:19 that I quoted in my prayer. And, of course, we remind you that Titus chapter 1, verse 2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Our scripture this morning is, first of all, is Job chapter 42, verse 2. Job 42, verse 2. It says, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Brothers and sisters, if God can do everything, there's nothing he can't do, okay? Now, we know he can't lie and he can't fail, but the point being made is the fact that you can't lie and or fail is the guarantee that you can do everything. So it's obviously talking about everything that is good, everything that is needed, okay? That's Job 42, verse 2. God can do everything. So are you in prison or someone else you know in prison and they have a life sentence and there's no way they can get out? I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, God can do anything. You know, God can do things that we wouldn't even think about. I have a very good friend that was incarcerated because she was, you know, in bad company. She didn't actually do the things that they said she did, but she was, had been in some company that did. And there was no way legally that anybody could see that she could get out. Then God allowed COVID to hit, and it was overcrowded, and there was an executive order by the president to release nonviolent people to a, you know, in a certain way, and just, you know, shorten their sentences. And who would have thought that that would have happened? Okay, so God can do anything, brothers and sisters, anything but fail and lie. All right, we go now to Joshua chapter 21:45. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Brothers and sisters, God had made many promises to Israel, and every one of them came to pass. And so God is a God that does not fail. He cannot fail. What he promised, he will do. The problem is we sometimes believe that he will do what we want. He doesn't do what we want. He does what he promised. Now, when you get close to him, what he promises is what you want because your life is changed. Your desires are changed. When we are in Christ, we're a new creature. Old things, that's old desires and ways and passions and thoughts are passed away. And behold, all things are become new, friends. And so that's what we have to remind us. These things remind us of God's greatness. So that was Joshua 21:45. Jeremiah 32:27. Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for God? No. So my brothers and sisters, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what circumstance you're in, give your heart totally to the Lord and ask him to lead and guide and let him be the Lord of your life. You will prosper, my friends. And finally, Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. You're talking about a 90-plus-year-old woman having a baby. She laughed at that and then got a little embarrassed that she laughed. But she laughed. Brothers and sisters, God can do anything if that was what his will was. and that was his will at that time. And so nothing is too hard for the Lord. We just need to realize that so that we would recognize in this tumultuous time, in this time of civil unrest and climate crises, whether the climate crisis is natural or man-induced, it's still a crisis. Financial troubles, whatever your problems are, give them to the Lord and watch him work. All right, my friends, that's our topic for today. We don't have to be long to be strong, and therefore we are going to take a break after prayer and hear from Sister Lenny, and she's going to be sharing with us on the subject of arthritis. Let me just get the exact title here again. I'm not actually seeing the message, but she'll give us the title. It's a beautiful title, and so we look forward to your staying with us, hanging with us. We're going to take a break, have a torso song intermission, and then we'll be right back with you. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Bless us as we serve you. Help us to always remember there's nothing too hard. If we have a relationship problem and struggling, if our marriage is in trouble, if our children are wayward, there's nothing too hard for you. So we ask that you bless us and help us to fully commit ourselves to you and trust you. When we have financial problems, trust you. No matter what kind of issues we have, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is life at its best. Escape to your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. And now we'll hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, arthritis. What else can I do? Oh, I'm sorry. She got to turn on her microphone. Give me just a second here.
Good.
All right. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Arthritis. What else can I do? Arthritis, osteoarthritis, also thought of as an old age and arthritis and differs from rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease. Arthritis is inflammation of the joints. In osteoarthritis, the calcium builds up in the joints and causes inflammation. The calcium in a joint was lost from the two adjoining bones. The calcium loss is due to factors such as diet and lack of vitamin D that cause calcium to be lost from the bones. As our bloodstream becomes acidic, calcium, which is an alkaline mineral stored in the bones, is pulled from the bones in order to help make the blood more alkaline. As some of this calcium gets caught in the joints, damage and inflammation occurs, which causes arthritis. One of the acids that cause arthritis is phosphoric acid, better known to us as phosphorus. High phosphorus foods include animal flesh and carbonated beverages. Arthritis is also caused by dehydration, stress, lack of rest, lack of sunlight with vitamin D, and other lifestyle factors, including a sedentary lifestyle. Progesterone helps make more bone. Remember, it is bone loss that leads to arthritis. This information comes from Overcome Disease, The Refreshing Way, page 10. I wanted to share a recipe with you. I'm always looking for remedies for sickness and disease, and when I came across this one and found that it was so beneficial and effective, I wanted to share it. We all know that the live-free lifestyle is the best way, and this is a remedy that assists with painful joints, especially your knees. Okay, you get a ripe avocado. I mean, really, really ripe. Remove the seed from that avocado. Peel that skin off of the seed. Start cutting it up in pieces. I say real ripe so that seed can be soft for you to cut it. Place it in a jar in pieces and cover them seeds with alcohol and apply it to pancreas. I actually had someone do this, and they were so surprised that they got so much relief. So it's just another remedy we can add if we choose. Thank you so much, and may God be with you as you better your health today. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, too. Phone lines are open, friends, and we'll start with a Facebook roll call. We have Georgia. We have Sister Vicki King saying good morning. We have the country of Kenya with a good morning from Brother Brian. We have, I believe that's Virginia represented. We also have the Philippines, I believe, and also from Virginia, from Sister Gloria, a good morning to all. And we have North Carolina, Brother Peyton, saying good morning. And from the Philippines, we have a thank you, and God bless you in your ministry. Praise the Lord. And we move to the phone line, and we have Ohio, and Ohio again. We have Maryland. We have Alabama. We have Delaware. We have Michigan. We have Ohio again. We have Iowa. We have South Carolina. We have Michigan again and Georgia. We have a caller. I believe that's going to be, I think that's Sister Angela from South Carolina. I'll take her call at this time. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Sister Maria and everybody on the line. I just have a couple prayer requests.
Okay.
It seems like I just, keep running into people that, want help. They want, because they know me, they know how I try my best to live the live-free lifestyle. And, you know, they want natural remedies and they want to do things, but they don't want to give up the lifestyle. They don't want to stop eating the meat or the, you know, oh, well, I don't drink milk. Well, that's not, you know, milk is not the only dairy product. Or I don't eat that much pork or, you know, they want a miracle, but and I'm not the miracle worker. I'm sorry. But they don't want to do the work. They don't want to give up the bad habits. So, and I mean, it's a lot of people. You know, I get, you know, a couple of people that, you know, are, you know, semi-healthy. They, you know, do things. Some of the live-free lifestyle. But most of the people right. are people that just have completely bad habits. And they, you know, they want a quick fix, but they don't want to give up the bad habits. Also, I would like prayer. So I would like prayer for those people, but I also like prayer. Yesterday I went out and there was water just running from my water meter in the ground. Last year, there's two of them, actually. There's the old one that they had where they used to come out and read the meter. And then they put a new one last year next to it where they can read it from the office where they don't have to come out. And I went out and after the class yesterday, I went out and the water was just running out of it and running down the street, down the drain on the corner from where I live, and running that and then around the corner, just running. So I called the emergency line and they said they would come out. They didn't come out until like 7 o'clock last night to say that, oh, that's your problem. It's the backflow or something from, I'm like, how's the backflow? It's coming from your meter. Oh, that's not our meter. We don't read it from it. And so it's coming from the old one that they, from what they replaced last year. And they're saying that it's not my problem. And he's like, well, you want me to turn your water off? Of course I don't want you to turn my water off. What am I supposed to do without, you know, my water until I can get a plumber out here to look at it, but a plumber is coming to look at it. I'm just pray that the plumber says that it is coming from their system and that they have to come out and pay for it and pay that water bill that I'm sure is going to be $1,000s because it's been running for since Sabbath. I think it started. I saw it at Sabbath. It wasn't running so badly, but yesterday I saw it was running like that's when it was running really badly. So. Yeah, so just pray that works out. And that's it. And I just want to praise God anyway because I still have water. There's nothing wrong in my home. So
yeah, that's really it. Really strange. Wow. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we'll definitely pray. Definitely pray because people don't like to. You know, anything out near the water main should be the water company. That makes sense. You know, what can you do, you know, out there? So, but we will definitely pray for this. Definitely pray.
Thank you.
Definitely pray.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless.
God bless you too. All right. We'll take Sister Leilani's call at this time. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Yes. Good morning to you. I need to have a conversation with you on the phone about my hydrogen generator, and I would also like to ask prayer for my grandson, Joshua, who is being deployed to Saudi Arabia for 6 months, and you know, pray for his safety.
Amen. I'll give you a call about, it will be like 7 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock my time, so that's about an hour and a half. Will that work for you?
Yeah, I'm having a massage. I'm having a massage at 9 before that would be fine.
Okay, so you're saying that is a good time or it's not?
Yeah. Yes, okay. It is a good time.
Sounds great. All right, sounds great. All right, anything else?
Nope. just enjoying your classes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, keep us in prayer. Our desire is to help you, help the work be finished, train people, provide resources for people who are striving to do this work. And God is doing some wonderful things, you know. And I'll tell you a little secret. God speaks to me in the wee hours of the morning. Sometimes when fresh ideas, they come from the Holy Spirit in prayer when you're just sometimes still laying in bed. So when you're laying in bed early in the morning, take time to pray and seek God and ask him to answer. Ask him some things you already think you know about. Say, Lord, is this what I'm really supposed to do? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Who am I supposed to be in business with? I mean, ask him some of these things that we sometimes mess up on. Friends, God will answer those prayers. All right, there's no one else in the queue. We'll go ahead and close out. May God richly bless you today. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you, Lord, for being a God who hears and answers our prayers in accordance with your perfect will. We put before you the petitions requested by Sister Angela regarding her home and the water situation that's going on. The horrible thing that has been happening since Sabbath, where supposedly there's no explanation and there's no one taking responsibility for this issue. We know, Lord, that you can show favor with man. So we pray that her visit today with the plumber would be a successful one and that the true responsibility would be revealed. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with those that she has been trying to help with their diets. And we know that it's hard for people to transition. But we do have to show them, Lord, that they can still enjoy the things that they like in their diet, but just in a healthier way. So impress her with showing them and even providing different recipes and meals for them to try so that they can see that those things that they think they will miss, they'll be able to enjoy. So we pray for a change of their palate to be granted and for them to be able to have an open mind to try it. We pray that you would be with Sister Leonie's grandson, Joshua. He makes his way over to Saudi Arabia. We understand there's going to be an extended time of duty that he will be having to serve, and we just pray for his protection, that you will grant him that, Lord, and be with him, spare his life under whatever conditions he may encounter. We ask that you will answer these silent petitions that each of us have as we keep those intimately before you. And we pray, Lord, that you will protect us and deliver us from the snares of the devil. Let us all be faithful to you. For these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life.
Therefore, we do our part in faith, God, with open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.